Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. Is Jordan available, please?
Oh. Yeah, Jordan speaking.
Hi, is that Mr. McCourt?
Yeah.
Hi, Jordan, how are you? It's James here calling from MMA Legal. We spoke to your mum, Mary, in regards to a Scottish redress compensation claim. Was you in childcare services when you was a bit younger, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to confirm, speaking to Mr. Jordan McCourt, got your date of birth on the register as 16/10/1992, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've spoken with your sister as well, Shannon, because you was in childcare services before the age of 2004, you do qualify for a compensation payment, which is called a Scottish redress claim. Now, the average claim at this moment in time is around about £45,000. Now, what we do, we get your case packaged and get it forwarded to the solicitors, and then they take over the case to get you a payment due to you being in care. Would you have witnessed any abuse while you was in care, Jordan?
Was I abused?
Did you witness any abuse, or was there any abuse towards yourself?
No.
Nothing whatsoever?
No.
Right, okay. Did you ever witness any staff members or anything ever hitting any children?
No.
I didn't care. No, okay. So in regard to making a claim, there has to be some sort of witness to an abuse or anything like that. Was you ever mistreated in any way while you was in childcare?
Yeah.
Did you ever, like, get in shape or form?
Sorry?
Was you ever mistreated in any way, shape or form? That can be, like, verbally. Was you ever verbally attacked while you was in childcare?
No.
Any other children or staff, no?
Yeah, not that I can remember, mate.
Not that you can remember.
That's a long time ago.
Right. I know, I can appreciate that it was a long time ago. We can appreciate that. Now, has being in childcare affected your adulthood in any way, Jordan?
I have ADHD. I still have ADHD.
Right. Okay. So, because that may have had an effect on your adulthood, you still will qualify for a compensation payment. Okay. Now, all we have to do is go through a statement with yourself, which takes around about 5 minutes while we're on the phone. We'll then get a form of ID from yourself, and we'll package it up and get it sent over to the solicitors for you. And then the solicitors will let you know what you're entitled to in regards to payment, okay? Now, the payment is directly from the Scottish Government as well, okay? Are you happy to do that?
Yeah, that's fine, no problem.
Is that okay? I mean, like I said, the average payout's around about £45,000 for anyone who was in childcare services. The solicitors, they will take 20% of that because they'll be doing all the work to try and get you as much payment as they can. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay. So my name's James Thompson. I'm going to be your case handler, okay? I'm going to go for a claim form with you now. It's going to take me about 10 minutes maximum. Have you got time to do that? Is that all right?
Yeah, same.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. So, Jordan, I've confirmed your details and date of birth. I'm going to ask you a few questions now in regards to your statement. If you don't wish to answer the question, just say skip, and I'll skip on to the next question for you, okay?
Yeah, same.
Brilliant stuff. If you do go quiet throughout the whole phone call, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just updating your statement as it goes. Okay. Jordan, can you just confirm your home postcode for me, please, bud?
It's G149XE.
Yep. 9XE, did you say? And is it Dumbarton Road? Is that right?
Yes.
And which number?
It's 1591 Dumbarton Road, flat 21.
Say that again, you broke up. I do apologise, John.
Yeah, 1591 Dumbarton Road, flat 21.
Yep, one fine. Yep, that's fine. No problem at all. Okay, so my name is James Thompson. I'm your case handler, okay? If you do have any questions throughout the whole process or even after the call, you can contact me back on this number. Because I'm your case handler, you'll have access to me at all times, okay? The contact number we do have for you is the one I'm ringing you on now, and that's the best contact number for you, is that correct?
Yeah.
That's fine. Do you have an email address there, Jordan?
It's Jordan McCourt. 67@hotmail.com.
So it's your first name and surname?
Yeah.
67@hotmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Brilliant stuff. So, like I said, I'm going to mention in regards to a few questions now. If you don't know the answer to them or you wish to not answer them, you can skip them, all right? Can you just confirm the age that you went into care?
Then primary school.
You know roughly what it was.
Primary school. Was it? 11.
Do you know roughly how old you were?
11, I think.
Around about 11. Okay. And how long was you in there for? Were you there till you were 16?
I think I was 17 when I left Kibble residential unit.
Okay, so it was Kibble residential unit. Okay, what was the first name of the unit that you went into? Was there a couple of units that you went to?
There was one unit in Drossin. It was just a respite, but I'm not sure the address. But I went in the Earth Drive Children's Unit after that.
Right, so what I'll do, if you can just give me the names of the units, I'll be able to find the records on system. Okay. So what was the name of the first unit you went to?
It was Air Fries Children's Unit.
Air Fries. Do you want to spell that for me?
Yeah. Air Drive. I'm not sure about the... how you spell it.
Okay, don't worry about it. Let me just see if I can find that on records. Okay. Was it Air Drive, did you say? So is it A-Y-E? Is that correct?
Earth Drive, Children's Unit. It's in Moss Park.
Lost Park?
Moss Park.
Moss Park, M-O-S-S.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if we can find that on... Let me just see if we can find the records, okay? On Moss Park Children's Unit. Right, okay. I've got the details here, all right.
Is it called Earth Drive, yeah?
And that was in, I think it may be. I'm just having a look through. Just give me just one moment, okay?
Yeah, sir.
And was that in Scotland, is that correct?
Yeah, Glasgow, yeah.
Yeah, it was in Glasgow, wasn't it? That's fine. How long was you there for?
I was in Earth Drive for... I was 3 years.
Around about 3 years.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
give me a second. Right. And where did you go after there?
Kibble Residential School.
Kibble. Or is it Kibble? How are you spelling that?
IP.
So you're breaking up there, Jordan. Apologies. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's Kibble Residential School.
Kibble Residential?
Yeah, school.
And that's in Scotland, is that correct?
Yeah, that's in Paisley.
Paisley. Okay. I won't be a second. Like I said, I'm just going to bring up all the details of Kibble, okay? Yeah, Paisley, Scotland. I've got the address here. It was Finiston Street, is that correct?
Yeah, I've got Goudie.
Is that ringing a bell? You've got Goudie Street.
Yeah,
it was Kibble Education Centre in Paisley, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, that's fine. And how long was you there for?
Oh, I've been there for years and years. about 7 years.
Okay. All right, okay. No problem at all. All right, so I'll place that information down in your statement for you. All right. Just confirm how old you are, Jordan.
Yeah, I'm 33 now.
Yep. Okay, that's fine. We have to ask this question. Do you have a terminal illness at all?
Sorry?
Do you have a terminal illness at all?
No. I'm on the phone 2 seconds.
Okay. Do you remember any childhood addresses before you went into care? Do you remember where you was living before you went into care?
It was Sight Hill, I think.
Where, sorry?
Sight Hill, in Glasgow. My mum's house in Sight Hill.
Sight Hill, S-I-G-H-T. Spell that?
It's S-I-G-H-T-H-I-L-L.
Yeah, Sight Hill Avenue, is that correct, in Glasgow?
Maybe Avenue.
Or was it in Edinburgh?
No, it was Glasgow.
Definitely Glasgow. Okay, yeah. That's fine. Give me just one moment. I've got the details here on register. I'm just going to make sure that they're correct. Okay.
18 Dunkston Drive.
Yep, that's fine. I've got it. No problem at all. Parents' name, do you recall your father's name? Because we've got your mum's name here on register. Do you call your father's name at all?
Didn't have a dad. I know my dad's name, but it was never there.
Yep.
Never met him.
Right, that's fine. No problem. That's fine, no problem at all. Give me just one moment. Just confirm for me your mum's date of birth for me, please, Jordan.
Oh, I need my mum's date of
birth. All right, don't worry about it. I'll bring it up on record just to refresh your memory, okay? Give me a second.
I've got
your mum's date of birth down as the 13th of February, 1972.
Yeah, 13th
of February,
yeah.
Yep, is that ringing a bell? No problem at all. Okay. Have you ever been known by any other names, Jordan, or has it always been Jordan McCourt?
Jordan McCourt.
Okay, that's fine.
It's 13 feet.
Do you know the name of your doctor?
13 feet.
So go on. Yep, that's fine. No problem. Confirm that. Do you know the name of your doctor's surgery at all, Jordan?
No, it's a Mary Hill, I'm sure.
Say that again, sorry.
I think my doctor's in Mary Hill.
Mary Hill?
Yeah, Mary Hill Medical Centre, I think.
Let me have a quick look on register, won't be a second, okay?
I'm not sure my doctor's name, though.
No, you don't need to worry about your doctor's name, don't worry about that. Okay, is it Mary Hill Medical Practice in Glasgow, is that correct? I've got it on, is it Gairbraid Avenue?
I use Barclays Medical Centre, I think.
Yep, that's the one. Yeah, I've got it here, that's fine, no problem at all. Okay. Right, brilliant. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to place your mum down as well as a beneficiary. What that means, if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving your money and the money could go to you, would you be happy with the money going to your mum?
Yeah.
Yeah, would that be okay? Yeah, you can put your partner's name down. Yeah, what's your partner's name?
Edith McGee.
Edith McGee. Just spell that for me.
The money will be getting spent on the kids anyway, so.
Yeah. Is it Edith, E-D-I-T-H?
Yeah.
McGee, M-C-G-E-E.
M-C-G-H-E-E.
H-E-E. Okay, what's her date of birth?
It was the 2nd of March, 1999.
Yep. Brilliant stuff. Okay. That's perfectly fine. So put your partner as a beneficiary for you. Okay, won't be a second, Jordan. All right.
Beautiful.
Okay, so you said that you suffer from ADHD. Is that correct?
Yeah, I got diagnosed with ADHD when I was in after I told you.
Okay. Do you suffer with anxiety?
No, I was taking tablets for ADHD.
Okay. Okay. In regards to the children's home as well, where you was at, was there any bad practices at the children's home that you recall?
No, that I remember, no.
Right. Okay, no problem at all.
It's a long time ago.
So what I'm going to do on that, yeah, it's a long time ago and I can appreciate that. Do you suffer with trust issues or anything like that?
No.
Okay, that's fine. What I'm going to do for you there, Jordan, I'm going to elaborate on your statement a bit for you, okay? It was Glasgow, was it Glasgow City Council that you was cared under?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. And I've got your siblings' details down here, okay. So I'm going to place onto your report, there is a password, and it is your name, okay? So it's Jordan. Your mum has placed that on there already, okay? So if anybody rings you regarding your Scottish redress, you need to ask them what your password is. It gives you a bit of security as well as ourselves, Jordan, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Brilliant. So, John, I'm just going to place you on hold for a second while I speak with the administration's team. They're going to send you a message via the application WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp on your mobile?
Yeah.
You do. Brilliant. So what we need to do, we need to place onto your report a form of ID and a proof of address. Now, do you have any photo ID, like a bus pass or a driving license?
Yeah,
or
I have a
like
pass.
That? Passport, that's fine. Have you got that with you? Are you at home now? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll need a proof of address. So any letter dated within the last 3 months, you'll need to forward that back to us so we can put that onto your file. Okay. So what I'm going to do, the line's just going to go silent while I speak with the administration's team and they'll get you a message out to WhatsApp. Okay. So Jordan, bear me a couple of minutes while the line just goes silent. Okay. Thank you. Jordan, I'm just trying to confirm. So with administrations, they've tried to check on system. Your mobile number is not linked up to WhatsApp. Is it an old number at all that's linked up to your WhatsApp?
Oh, yeah, it's 07464.
Yep.
07464.
Okay, so I think that's incorrect as well. So I've got 07464-774-626.
No,
is that incorrect?
627. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, so that's linked up. Okay, bear me just one moment. Thank you.
No problem. Wait, come on out here now. No. You were getting serious dinner time, you're like, go. Go on the phone. Go. Yeah.
Hi, Jordan. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I am.
Brilliant. So our administration team have now sent you a message via WhatsApp. Can you confirm you received that? Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm just sending my details just now.
Yeah, no problem at all. Take your time.
Hey, Matt, my bank statement's
not going to be back to you. Is that okay? Yeah, that'll be fine. That won't be a problem at all. As long as there's no sensitive information on there, that should be fine. Okay, John, I'm just going to check that, okay, with the administration team. Just give me 1 second. Just hold the line for me. Cheers, bud.
Yeah, no problem.
Hi, Jordan, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I know.
Brilliant. So administrations have received them, okay? They're now going to be attached to your case file, okay? And the last thing before I let you go, there's been an email that's been sent through to you. It's an authorization email to state that you're happy with one of the solicitors to contact you. Can you just go onto your emails? It's just a click sign document. Have you got authorization for your emails?
Yeah, I'm just checking.
Yeah, it should have come through from MMA Legal.
Yeah, I haven't anything yet.
Have you received that?
Yeah, no.
Give me just one moment, buddy, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
It's MC, I do apologise. It's McCourt, isn't it? MCCOURT, is that correct?
Yeah, 67@hotmail.com.
I do apologise, it's just not gone through correctly. So I'm just going to resend that now on your phone. It should be with you in the next 10 seconds, okay?
No problem. Yeah, I still got that.
Have you received that, yeah?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So it is just a click sign document. So it's never going to match your signature. It's just an authorization email. That's all it is, okay? So once you click on that, it should say sign, then finish.
Just loading.
Yeah, take your time, but no problem.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Brilliant. I'll just check that on our end for you, Jordan. Okay, give me a second. Yeah, that's gone through. So, Jordan, once again, my name is James Thompson. I am your case handler. If you've got any questions, you can contact me back on this number, and I'll be able to assist you in any way that I can. You just now need to wait for our solicitors. They will contact you, okay? I have put on your statement, obviously, while you was in care. There could have been, obviously, forms of abuse, but you've obviously was a little bit younger at the time, and you suffer from ADHD moving into your adulthood, okay? All you just need to do is say yes to that, and then they'll be happy to put a claim forward for you, all right?
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Cheers, Jordan. Have a nice week. Take care now. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.